And have you heard about Meerkat yet? It's the latest craze sweeping social media with more than 400,000 users less than a month after the app launched. Kurt Wagner, editor of social media for Recode, is with us. He's a part of our weekly guide to the world of tech. And Kurt, what is Meerkat exactly, first of all?
Well, hi, Jeremy. Thanks for having me. Meerkat is a new app that really took off at the South by Southwest Festival down in Austin a few weeks ago. And what it does is it enables users to use their smartphone to broadcast live stream video and audio. So I would open the app, I would start a stream, and then anybody on the internet could click the link to my stream and essentially follow along with what I'm showing them through my smartphone. So everyone becomes a broadcaster, essentially.
Does it work well? Are there glitches?
I mean, there's, you know, the technology is somewhat new. So I've had issues with the stream being not so strong. I've had some battery issues with my phone, where if you use the stream for too long, then you're not going to be able to, you know, have your phone battery last all day while you're doing that. So it's definitely not perfect. But I think the technology with the smartphones is getting to a point where this probably wouldn't have even been possible a year or 2 years ago.
Well, I'm thinking of there's an app actually that we often use in public radio to allow people to send good quality audio to us. And there is an ability on that app to do a live stream of that audio. But it's not the kind of thing that I would want to use on a regular basis live on the air, because there are a lot of glitches. But with Meerkat, do users have to pay for this? Are they getting the kind of investment that they need?
So right now, the app is free in the App Store. And so it's a pretty low barrier to entry, as they like to say, in that there's really no hindrance on the user to sign up, right? I mean, the one exception is you need to have a Twitter account to sign up. You sign up through Meerkat with Twitter. So with that being the only real investment you need to make is signing up for the account, it's made it really easy for people to feel like they can broadcast from anywhere. And you could see how this use case could be important as people start using it to broadcast news or to broadcast protests that are happening in the streets, whatever it may be. It kind of gives people around the world an immediate view into a certain location that they otherwise wouldn't get to see.
But you're saying right now it runs only on Twitter, which, by the way, in January acquired a rival live streaming app called Periscope for $100 million. How does that work out?
So that's going to be fun. That's going to be fun to watch. Meerkat launched a few weeks before South by, so I want to say they're coming up on a month now. And everyone immediately thought, well, this would be a perfect acquisition target for Twitter, right? They're using Twitter to help broadcast the streams. You had to have a Twitter account to sign up. And then it was reported that, well, hold on, Twitter already bought a live streaming service called Periscope. It's still in beta mode, so people haven't really seen what Periscope looks like yet. But Twitter has made a few changes to how Meerkat can leverage its social graph, is what they call. So essentially the network of people on Twitter. And they kind of cut that off for Meerkat, essentially signaling that, hey, we're going to have a competitor coming soon, and we want to give all those benefits to our Periscope app versus your Meerkat app. So it's going to be interesting to see, you know, the two products do battle once Twitter does eventually launch Periscope.
Kurt, your colleague Peter Kafka spoke to Meerkat's founder Ben Rubin, who is a 27-year-old former architecture student from Israel. And Rubin talked about the challenge of familiarizing users with live streaming and keeping them active. He compared it to some of the photo apps like Instagram that he says have an easier time simply substituting for old-fashioned cameras. Let's listen.
When a software substitute came, like Instagram, it was a natural transition. Like, we knew the standards. What is a good picture? How it should look like? What does it mean? On live video, we don't have it. My parents didn't live stream.
Right.
I'm not sure that even if you ask people in the street, do you live stream?
Right.
It's a habit that people have. And I think that the most important thing to a platform to do is to educate what is a good live stream.
Kurt, do we have any sense at this point of what a good live stream is for Meerkat?
I don't believe that we do, and I do think that there's an issue here around etiquette with live streaming. It was something that I experienced firsthand as I've seen people using the app out in the wild, if you will. And what I mean by that is that people are recording and they're including others in their live recording without asking for permission or letting them know that they're recording them. And to me, that I see that as a major problem. You know, if I'm sitting down at a bar in a restaurant, at a table in a restaurant, and someone nearby is live streaming, and all of a sudden my conversations are being broadcast to the internet, that's not something I'm going to love. So I think that as this trend picks up and it becomes more mainstream, people are going to have to figure out what's an appropriate live stream, what's an appropriate way to let others around them know that they're live streaming. And I don't think we have that yet.
Kurt Wagner, editor of social media for Recode, our weekly guide to the world of tech, talking with us about Meerkat. We'll link you to more about it at our website, hereandnow.org. Kurt, thank you.
Thanks for having me.